Here's where we start today. If you write questions and submit them to a public official just the way you were asked to do, and if you expect answers because you were told you were going to get answers, and then you don't get those answers, well, some people today are saying that's worse than not asking the questions at all. That's the position of many Sydney residents because a meeting was scheduled for last night between people who live in Sydney's North End and representatives of the Sydney Tar Ponds Agency. Now, Gary Campbell is the president of Nova Scotia Lands, which is a provincial crown corporation that deals with all the environmental projects around the province. He's on the project management committee that oversees the tar ponds cleanup. So residents were under the impression that Campbell and others from the agency would be at that meeting. Now, Campbell spoke with reporter Norma Jean McPhee earlier today, and she started by asking him why he didn't attend that meeting last night.
Well, and I apologized for it. I mean, it was a misunderstanding on my part. When I spoke, well, I met with Mr. McKay 3 weeks or so ago here in my office. We talked about this meeting, and he was talking about the concerns of the people, and I said, look, you know, certainly we want to do whatever we can do to alleviate the concerns, and you tell me what the issues are. And so he agreed he would give me a few of the questions that they needed answered, and that would allow me to figure out what kind of technical support I needed. I was led to believe that this was mainly issues around air emissions from the work that's going on and the people that are close by. And so I said, look, I need to bring, you know, the proper technical people to the table, and so you tell me the questions. And so a couple of days later, I get the questions, and they're 6 pages long, and they're dealing with issues of property acquisition, relocation of people, psychological impacts of the community. So I quickly sent an email back saying, wait now, I didn't realize that we were into this extensive, so I can't commit to a time frame when I'm going to be able to get these questions answered. We intend to answer each and every question as best we can, but 6 pages, I couldn't turn that around in you know, that short a time. So when I came back into town yesterday for the meetings, the federal provincial meetings, about 3 o'clock somebody put a flyer in front of me that said there was a meeting. Last night, that was the first I heard of it, and I had a commitment at 7 o'clock last night. And so I called Mr. McKay and said, look, I can't make the meeting tonight. I didn't realize that this thing was still on. I assumed from my email saying I couldn't commit to a time to answer the questions.
Mm-hmm. But in the email, you said you couldn't commit to a time to answer the questions, but you didn't say you couldn't make the meeting.
Well, I assumed that would be interpreted, that if I can't commit to a time frame, because we had agreed at the meeting, Mr. McKay who asked if I would answer the questions and get them back to them before the meeting. So I assumed that by saying, look, I can't commit to a time now, since we had agreed that I would answer them before the meeting, that was, you know, the message that, you know, I'm not going to be able to make it to on that short a time frame. So all I thought was when I met with Mr. McKay was, well, send me 3 or 4 questions if there's still doubts in people's minds, and I'll have them answered. You know, I thought that would answer the thing, and the next thing I know, they wanted a full meeting, and then came the request for 6 pages of questions. So that certainly changed the purpose of the meeting to me.
So if there had only been 3 or 4 questions, would you have been able to make the meeting?
If they were clearly technical error kind of questions, yeah, I would have got the right people and come back to the meeting again.
So when was the questions that they did pose in that email, whether it be 6 pages, when will those questions be answered?
I've got them working as fast as they can right now. There's some questions that, it's certainly outside my mandate when you start talking about, you know, the psychological impact on the community and things like that. So, but certainly all the technical air monitoring questions, I would hope that we can turn them around by the end of this week. Say everybody is pretty busy right now, including all of our consultants. I mean, if you see the level of activity on the site right now, getting people to sit down and technically respond to 6 pages of questions is, you know, it's just taken a little longer than we originally thought.
I guess that's part of the concerns of the residents, though, is that they were told quite a few months ago that it was not safe to have the park on that street due to the air quality, but the houses that are also on that street, there's people living in those houses, and that's what they're concerned about. So I guess the why question hasn't been answered for them, is that why is it not safe to have the park, but yet there's still people living there?
Well, the park is actually right on the edge of the ponds. I mean, and all of the air modeling was done, which is a standard procedure, based on, you know, what we have to do is to protect the neighborhood on the other side of the street. That was never factored in that there was going to be a park right on the very edge of the tar ponds. And so, you know, we certainly didn't want to stop the development of the park. All we asked was, can you delay it? Since we haven't, you know, haven't looked at whether there'd be impacts to that particular site, can you simply delay it? And, you know, we even offered to help build the park, but can you delay it for till we finish the South Pond? It's very close to the work that's going to be going on, right? You know, it's literally going to be going on right beside that park.
Well, what about the houses that are also so close to where the work's going to be done?
Well, people
living in the houses.
Well, look, honestly, and I'm not trying to avoid questions, but that technical area that my technical background is not in air modeling and monitoring, but we've all been assured by those experts, and if the people want to talk to those experts, we can arrange that. But
well, that's what they were trying to do, though.
Well, as I say, there was a misunderstanding on my part. I thought my email was saying, look, we're going to have to. I can't meet the deadline that you put on, and we'll have to talk further now. I mean, I can. Our air person at the Tar Ponds Agency is quite willing to. If anybody wants to call him and talk to him, or if you want to call and talk to him. I can't wade into the issue of air modeling, and it's just outside my forte. But we have people that will do that. But in terms of going to a meeting where people are now going to start talking about issues that, you know, property acquisition, you know, relocation, physiological impacts. I'm certainly not prepared to go into a meeting to deal with those issues.
And that was Gary Campbell speaking with reporter Norma Jean McPhee. Now, by the time Main Street called the minister's office, the story had changed a little bit. I myself was told that there was actually no meeting scheduled at all, and if the public had any questions at all, they were more than welcome to come to the regularly scheduled open house events that take place. Now, Wayne McKay joins us in studio, and Mr. McKay, you know, you've heard what Mr. Campbell had to say. You've heard what the minister's office is saying. I mean, what do you make of all of that?
My mind is completely boggled by what I'm hearing, actually. The fact that people would say that a meeting wasn't called is absolutely mind-boggling, and I can't believe that that's the same party that I spent 3 or 4 weeks of my life, 12 hours a day, knocking on doors to get votes for. It's absolutely mind-boggling. This meeting was actually initiated from the election when I was canvassing, and I heard the concerns of the people on Intercolonial Street, and I took them to the Tar Ponds Agency, and I didn't get a straight answer. So I called the minister's office, and I spoke to Mike McSween, who was the EA at the time for Bill Estabrooks, who was the new minister. The minister's office put a call into Gary Campbell, and Gary Campbell called me in early July to arrange this meeting himself. He arranged it. We wanted to have it in July. He said he couldn't do it because he was going on vacation till August. The reason it was scheduled for August 11th was because he said his vacation was over then and he'd be back, and we asked him to have the meeting then, even though we wanted it in July, and he agreed to it. So it's just absolutely mind-boggling.
Now, the minister's office says that if people have questions, that they can write the questions, and then the answers will be written and returned. That's what the minister's office is saying as of, you know, 2 hours ago.
Well, that's not what anyone told us. We were told that, in this particular case, it's the residents who are living closest to the tar ponds, and it's their health issues, and these elected officials and government officials are supposed to be accountable to the people, and they're supposed to be taking care of people's health first and foremost. The project timelines and budget are secondary. These people have concerns. those agency representatives and government representatives are working for us. They're not working for an industry, they're working for the people who elected them.
Now the minister's office is saying, and you know, Mr. Campbell seemed to indicate that there would be other opportunities. The minister's office says that it's the open houses, that's the opportunity that people have to come forward and ask any questions. What's wrong with going
we've
to
been
an open
to
house?
I've actually been to right after the election, I went to a tour of the tar ponds with some residents from the North End where we asked the questions. The people who were answering the questions weren't specialists. They were communications people. They didn't have the answers. They didn't give us straight answers. They told us information that was false. Somebody has to be accountable for this at some point, and it seems like nobody wants to take accountability for it. The minister's office won't even call me back and agree to meet with the residents of the North End when he clearly meets with Gary Campbell on a regular basis.
So why do you think you're not getting answers? What do you... I mean, it is possible, and sometimes happens that people misunderstand each other,
and that's entirely possible.
But today nobody's returning calls. So what's happening here?
I'm not sure what's happening. I'm really frustrated, and the people in the North End are extremely frustrated because they feel like nobody's listening to them and nobody cares about them. And I'm starting to agree with them. And I'm like them. I'm starting to not trust anything that comes out of the Tar Ponds Agency because they clearly agreed to a meeting and didn't show up. But I can't speculate what the reason is, unless it has to do with making sure this project goes ahead the way it was scheduled without any glitches. But there's going to be a big glitch if children are start getting cancer from fugitive air emissions.
But is it possible that maybe the folks on the project management team were a little bit gobsmacked by six pages of questions? I would be gobsmacked
by six pages of questions. And I actually have a copy of our emails back and forth, Gary Campbell and myself here, and he did send a message saying that there was a lot of questions, and I agree with him. Six pages of questions is a lot, and he said he'd be on vacation for a week and he wouldn't be able to answer them all. I responded to him on Friday. He said he didn't hear anything until yesterday, but on Friday I responded to him when I got back from vacation, and I clearly stated to him, if you can't personally answer them, it would be greatly appreciated that you ask the appropriate folks within the agency to provide answers as soon as possible. And that said, if you can even get the answers to the air monitoring questions before the meeting, that would be great. I really appreciate anything you can provide the residents. All we wanted was them to show up like they agreed to with the air monitoring experts and answer the questions. The people would have been fine with him coming and saying, look, I could only get you the air monitoring questions. I couldn't get you the psychological ones or the relocation ones, which are all legitimate concerns as well. People need someone to come and talk to them and explain these things to them, and specifically this group of residents who are closest to the tar ponds and most affected by it.
So what happens next?
Next, we continue trying to get a meeting with Bill Estabrooks and the premier, and if that doesn't happen, then we'll probably be out on the streets, and maybe here and maybe in Halifax, because we're not going to stop until we get an answer to how it's physically possible for air to be clean on one side of the street and not on the other side of the street.
Wayne McKay, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Wendy.
And that's Wayne McKay, and he represents members of the community who thought they were having a meeting with the president of Nova Scotia Lands, which is that provincial crown corporation that deals with all the environmental projects around the province.